You're listening to Greater LA from KCRW, the show that connects you to the people, places, and pot of Southern California. Hey there, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Take the Alameda Street exit off the 10 freeway into industrial downtown Los Angeles, drive 6 blocks, make a couple of quick turns, and you'll be right in front of a white brick building with silver metal doors. You've arrived at THC Design. It's one of the most popular legal weed brands based in L.A. They grow hundreds of pounds of frosty, fragrant cannabis in warehouses behind this office building. Step inside, and you'll see a cannabis grow operation that uses LED lights and technology that recycles all the water that they use. Even the humidity in the air gets recycled and reused. Edward Fairchild was recently in charge of marketing at THC Design.
We actually use more water for our workers to use the restroom than we use to grow the cannabis. So we recycle as much of it as we possibly can. I mean, it cuts down on our bills, but also it's just more environmentally friendly. And, you know, that's always been a focus for us from the beginning.
THC Design is one of several local indoor cannabis growers trying to become, well, greener. Environmental damage is one of the main problems associated with indoor cultivation, which is how most companies grow cannabis in Southern California. And there's a lot of growing going on here. That's led some in the industry here in LA to try to take a cleaner and greener approach. But can indoor cultivation actually be eco-friendly? Reporter Mary Carrion picks up this sticky story from here.
Growing commercial cannabis outdoors requires a few specific things. Open land, ample water, and the right terroir. Southern California lacks most of these features, which is why it's become the epicenter of legal indoor cannabis cultivation. There are outdoor grows in Southern California, but they're all illegal operations and have caused a lot of problems, according to Hyun-hae Sa, who runs the LA County Office of Cannabis Management.
Water theft, trespassing, pesticide and waste runoff, and increased criminal activity. We're just trying to move in good faith with these communities who are very upset, understandably so, and build better trust with both the industry and the community members, and just really show progress and steps that we're taking towards promoting responsible businesses.
Now, growing cannabis in the city of L.A. is legal, but it's not yet in L.A. County. New county regulations are being finalized, but they will only allow for indoor and solid structure greenhouse cultivation. The problem is, that makes this county's grow operations not so environmentally friendly in a couple of different ways. First, let's look at water, which is always one of the biggest concerns with cannabis cultivation. It takes something like twice as much water to grow cannabis as it does to grow, say, wine grapes. But water is actually where indoor cannabis operations can shine, if they recycle it. Here's Ryan Gentleman, the CEO and founder of THC Design.
For every 100 grams of water we put on a plant, we actually only use 33 additional grams of water from the well or from the city. So that is where we are able to provide the most efficiencies to the environment, is through our recirculation of water.
Besides recycling water here in downtown LA, Gentleman is in the process of building out a cultivation facility in the Coachella Valley. That facility is going to run fully on renewable energy and also reuse water the way many commercial agriculture facilities do.
Once water goes into the grow, it never leaves. It's literally on an infinite loop. It shows you where commercial ag truly, truly is doing everything they can, whether they care about the environment or not, which farmers do, you know, farmers do. But it's because they can't waste anything.
But water isn't even the biggest problem with indoor cultivation. Researchers at Colorado State University estimate that carbon emissions associated with growing 1 ounce of indoor flower is about the same as burning between 7 to 16 gallons of gasoline. Jason Quinn is one of those CSU researchers.
When you look to California or Southern California, right, we are talking about, 2 tons of CO2 equivalent per kilogram of dried flower. And so like that is literally tons of CO2 are being emitted now.
And when he says tons, he is not kidding. Los Angeles, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties are home to more than 3 million square feet of legal indoor grows. I did a little math and came up with at least 2 million pounds of cannabis coming out of these counties per year, which all adds up to billions of metric tons of greenhouse gases.
If you were to transition to an outdoor grow facility, based on our first order calculations, you can have almost an instantaneous 80% reduction in those greenhouse gases.
The good news? Even for indoor grows, there is a better way. Out in Desert Hot Springs, the brand Gold Flora harvests hundreds of pounds of flower every week. And they use sophisticated, energy-efficient environmental controls. They've got this chilled water HVAC system, and it took a big capital investment to install it inside their 35,000-square-foot facility. But now that it's up and running, facilities manager Adam Yudka says it's really cost-effective.
It's no different than getting a $10,000 rebate back to go into an electric car. So the big thing is to just weigh it out and look at the cost payback and how long the payback's going to be back for our investors. There's got to be a reward in it. So it's all risk reward.
It may pay off, but Gold Flora isn't starting a trend. The only way cannabis businesses can afford the high cost of implementing energy-efficient systems is with the help of investors. And due to the industry downturn in California, most investors are not infusing capital into the cannabis industry right now. So, unfortunately, most legal cannabis cultivators can't shoulder the upfront cost. There is one more way for growers to clean up their act, which is create less waste. Most of the growing materials used in hydroponic growing facilities are thrown away after every harvest. Massive indoor grows like Gold Flora can harvest every week. At Ball Family Farms, a boutique cultivator based in South LA, head of genetics Ashton Howarth emphasizes how much trash this is.
It just ends up as landfill waste, and every single time you have a harvest, it goes right into the landfills.
Which is why Ball Family Farms switched from growing hydroponically in 2017 to growing in living soil. No more of those growing materials to dispose of. And their dirt has been kept healthy with the help of writhing earthworms that have lived and reproduced in the soil for the past 6 years.
Switching over to a soil system, we're able to actually treat and reuse the soil. So we've lessened our waste considerably.
So what does all of this cost? The growers interviewed for this story gave me a range of between $150,000 to $6 million, depending on the size of the facility. But they also unanimously agree that it's worth the cost. Adam Yudka says the investment pays off in roughly 3 to 5 years' time.
It's actually an economical gain for us. It turns out to be an environmental friendly practice, but it's actually a financially, beneficial practice for us as well.
Indoor cannabis cultivation still has a ways to go before it's actually eco-friendly. But at least in Southern California, these innovators are willing to give it a try. For KCRW, I'm Mary Carrion.
Still to come on GLA, more change coming to the LA City Council, how a couple of districts are getting settled. Updates on CD6 and CD10.